Some of the most memorable images from contemporary theater are created before the curtain rises on the first performance, frequently before the play even goes into rehearsals, and on occasion, before the first actor has been cast. I'm talking about, of course, the theater poster. The image created to entice theatergoers to see the play. The poster sets the tone for the production. Mystery, intrigue, passion, tragedy, or sheer celebration of joy all in one single image. That's why I'm so excited about the recently released retrospective, Fravor by Design, 5 Decades of Theater Poster Art from Broadway, Off-Broadway, and Beyond, by the artist himself, Frank Fravor Verlitzo, published by Schiffner Publishing Limited. This is more than just a coffee table book. This book is a combination of theater history, trivia, art, and for the theater lover, something akin to a beloved family photo album. Fravor gives us a brief summary of his career before opening up his vast collection of posters for shows, both hits and flops, each of which he has distilled into a single image. The delight of the book is that with each poster, he becomes a storyteller, sharing memories of the production, the artists involved, or how working on the poster impacted his career. As with any good biographical work, he begins at the beginning. Briefly, almost humbly, he spends 6 of the over 200 pages of the book recounting the inspiration of becoming a graphic artist for the theater. Rightfully, it is the stories with each of the posters that flesh out his career as one of America's foremost poster graphic artists. To appreciate the scope of his career, we must realize that when he started, there was no social media, no internet, and no direct mail campaigns. All there was the show poster. The show poster would become ads in magazines and newspapers, and sometimes the inspiration for television ads. The book is full of stories involving various shows. For example, for the poster of Sweeney Todd, director Hal Prince told Fravor that costume designs for Angela Lansbury as Mrs. Lovett had her wearing a fat suit. When he was asked to show the proposed sketches to Ms. Lansbury for approval, he had the foresight to include several variations of her character, some larger, some thinner. When she saw some of the heftier versions, she was taken aback by their girth. Fravor mentioned he had heard she might be wearing a fat suit, to which she replied, "I'll just play it fat. Let's go with the thinnest drawing." Another Hal Prince story revolves around the musical A Doll's Life. Fravor had prepared 12 sketches to present and was told by the press agent that he would have a one-on-one meeting with Prince for approval. As he waited for the director, the room began to fill with other members of the creative team. The legendary playwright and lyricist team Betty Comden and Adolph Green, the composer Larry Grossman, the choreographer Larry Fuller, and others. When Prince finally arrived and was shown the first sketch, he said, "No, next." Raven had a room full of members of the creative team and was bombing on the first go. Then he presented the second sketch. "That's it. I love it." And they were done, and the room cleared out in 5 seconds. The book, by the way, includes several other images he was ready to present. Other behind-the-scenes insights include a proof sheet from Jessica Lange's photo shoot for her 2005 appearance in The Glass Menagerie, 3 variations of his poster design for Looped, featuring Valerie Harper as Tallulah Bankhead, and several versions of the instantly recognizable image of the lion's head for Disney's The Lion King. What most people don't realize is that image was one of over 50 hand-drawn images he created to get the mane just right. It was legendary Disney animator Hans Bacher who distilled the final image. Fravor by Design is full of such stories and anecdotes, as well as commentary from some of Broadway's biggest designers, performers, and producers. Fravor by Design is filled with full-color renditions of posters from his entire career, including Burn This, Oklahoma, The King and I, Misery, Death Trap, and many others. So if you're a lover of theater or have a lover of theater in your life, Fravor by Design is a must-have for your library. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.